Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, April 15th, 2024, tax day. Stand up for your country. Well, I was a fast week in Europe, wasn't it? You miss me? I had a great trip. Wrote about it on BillO'Reilly.com column. We're in the island of Malta and, you know, I had to change planes and stuff like that. It was a really interesting trip, though. Got a lot out of it. We had a lot of fun. As you may know, every 2 years I go with all my thug friends to another location around the world. These are guys, some of mine known since I'm 6 years old, and we have a lot of laughs. So it was a very good adventure. We will tell you about it in the final thought. Now, the lead story tonight is a little bit different. I'm going to get to Iran. I'm going to get to the Trump trial. I'm going to get to all of that. But as you probably know, we have just finished writing Confronting the Presidents, a big new book, which will be out on September 10th. And in that book, we tell you what the presidents, all of them, did good and bad. And tonight I'm going to present to you the three biggest blunders, presidential blunders in American history. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So I learned a lot writing this book. And when we got all the information, you could then compare and contrast different presidents and what they did. So the third worst blunder in American history was committed by James Madison. Okay, now you remember that Madison took over after Thomas Jefferson. And at the time he took over, America was still very weak. It didn't have a big army or navy. It was moving west at a slow pace. It was established as a democracy, but we really didn't have a lot of power here. The British knew that, and they were boarding American sea vessels, and they were kidnapping men and impressing them, not impressing like somebody does something good. Impressment means they're forcing them into the British Navy. It was outrageous. It was an absolute outrage. Now, that began in 1811, and it went on and on and on and on, and finally, Congress said to Madison, hey, you got to do something about this. So Madison foolishly declared war on Great Britain. Now, why do I say foolishly? We were right to do it. We just didn't have the Navy. So when we looked into this, the war was going to be fought on the seas mostly because we couldn't invade England. We didn't have the power to do that. And the British did have the power to invade us, which they did. But here was the big stat. So the USA at the time basically had 12 warships. 12. The British had 34. Okay? So the British just came on in and they burned down Washington, D.C., including the White House, causing Jemmy Madison, that's what his nickname was, to run for his life. And they burned the whole town down. Now, subsequently, the British got tired of fighting this war because Andrew Jackson kicked their butt in New Orleans after the war treaty was signed, and Admiral Perry beat them in the Great Lakes. But this was a war that never should have been fought that way. Okay? They should have built their navy. Madison should have built U.S. Navy up first. That was a colossal blunder. In the end, there were significant casualties, all right? Americans lost 2,260 dead and 4,500 wounded, and plus, you know, all the other casualties that nobody even counts. British had substantial casualties as well, about 5,000 dead and wounded on the British side. All right, that's blunder number two. One. Blunder number two is Vietnam War. Now, this is an amazing thing. I lived through this, so I'm very, very interested. So in November 1963, John F. Kennedy is assassinated in Dallas. Before he was killed, he wrote an order that the U.S. would withdraw its forces from Vietnam over a period of time. Kennedy did not want to fight that war, primarily because Dwight Eisenhower, who Kennedy used as a secret advisor, the president before Kennedy, said, stay out of this one. Okay, this isn't Korea. This is a whole different ballgame. As soon as Lyndon Johnson took over, Kennedy, he rescinded the order and flooded Vietnam with American forces. But Johnson had no strategy. Okay, there was no war strategy to win this. And Johnson lied to the American people by saying that the North Vietnamese were attacking us when Johnson himself didn't believe that. And we will prove that in confronting the president. So this is an enormous blunder that resulted in almost 60,000 Americans being killed, many of them draftees. And we're not even counting the Agent Orange afterward. And more than 100,000 wounded, I mean, over there. And badly. This for what? Okay, now, the communists lost more than 1 million, but so what? The communists were the invaders. They did invade. It was their fault, not ours. We were trying to defend the South Vietnamese who didn't want to be communists, just like we defended the South Koreans. It was the same thing. But we didn't have any strategy to win that Vietnam War. So at the end, and it lasted on and on and on and on. I mean, we're talking 1963 to 1975, 12 years. What a blunder. Johnson didn't know what he was doing. And he had to quit. He had to resign because it was so divided. You know, it divided America. It was like, but when you see how befuddled and ridiculous Lyndon Johnson was during that, it's just crazy. Now, why isn't that the biggest blunder in American history? Because Joe Biden has topped it. He has topped it with the open border. So the worst blunder in American history is opening the southern border for no reason whatsoever. Remember, there is no reason that President Biden destroyed immigration law. None. There's no benefit to us. That's the first thing. So we estimate, and, you know, we're pretty responsible here, that in the almost 3.5 years Biden's been president, more than 10 million foreign nationals have crossed into this country, and now they're here unsupervised. We don't know where they are or what they're doing. The courts have collapsed. They can't hear the asylum cases. Crime is on the rise in many places. And don't give me this, you know, Americans commit more crimes than the migrants do. Oh, so what? You add the migrant crime to the problem we have. That's ridiculous. Okay, so not only that, but we're locking in now in 3.5 years under Biden, the cost of this illegal migration that, again, the president did alone, no Congress, none of that, is now $500 billion dollars, half a trillion dollars. And that's federal, state, and local. And every day it just explodes because it's still happening. There is no modification at the border, none. And Biden, is it nerve to blame Republicans for that when the bill that they offered up, Schumer's bill, was ridiculous and wouldn't have stopped anything? Oh, it's just, it's unbelievable. So you add to the unsupervised migrants, and these are hundreds of people on the terror watch list are here, according to Homeland Security, running around. Nobody knows what they're going to do. The drugs. The last year of Trump, 93,331 ODs, okay? Under Biden, okay, close to 400,000. And that's not even close to being the real number, because they only count that if you drop dead with a needle in your arm, okay? AIDS, other diseases, people who do not report, they're too embarrassed to do that. You know, all these people aren't autopsied that are keeling over in the street. So I estimate that under Biden, on the record is 400,000 OD deaths. I estimate it's probably 750,000. And there has never been a time in our history there have been more dangerous drugs on the street, ever. And again, we go back to, there's no reason for this. Biden did not have to open the border, and he did. It is the biggest blunder from a president in American history. And that's a memo. All right, Joe Biden actually worked today. He met with the prime minister of Iraq, and that's, of course, about the Iran situation. And then he met with the prime minister of the Czech Republic, and that's about the Ukraine situation. So good. You're doing your job today, Joe Biden. Okay, let's get into the Iran thing. So Saturday night, the Iranians launched a whole bunch of ballistic missiles and drones headed to Israel. Okay. 99% of them were destroyed in the air by Israel and with the help of the USA and Great Britain. A couple got through, but they didn't do much damage. And Israeli Air Force base was hit, but it was an embarrassment for Iran. Okay, if you're going to fire all of this hardware up there and you don't get any through, I mean, come on. So it's estimated that 170 drones and 120 ballistic missiles were fired from Iran, and none of them got in. Okay, that tells you how weak Iran is. It's ridiculous. Now, the reaction to that worldwide was to condemn Iran. Nobody's sticking up for Iran, except maybe Putin, but who cares, right? And the G7, the most powerful economies on earth, are all condemning Iran. That's a good thing. But here in the United States, there is a call for us to attack Iran. Roll the tape.
I think Israel needs to put a stop to it. And that's not just in Israel's interest. It's in America's interest. Iran is a nuclear proliferator, is a threat to us, just like North Korea is. Frankly, if Israel is prepared to go after Iran's nuclear program, the United States should proudly join them.
All right, so that's Ambassador Bolton, who Trump fired for being too bellicose, too much of a warmonger, in Trump's words. So there are Americans who say, okay, enough's enough. We got to go get Iran. That becomes very, very complicated. So if I'm president, here's what I do. Number one, I don't attack Iran, because that starts World War III, right? China and Russia will support Iran. China needs Iranian oil. Putin is going to support anybody fighting the United States. You got big countries supporting Iran. Now, will they do it militarily? They'll send Iran deadly weapons. There's no doubt about it. They'll get involved that way. That's number one. Number two, another jihad will rise up. So we're going to be fighting more Muslims. All right? So those are the consequences of us attacking Iran now. But I believe down the road, something's got to happen to Iran. So I would prepare if I'm president, almost like James Madison. He didn't prepare for the War of 1812. So now you prepare. All right? You station your warships, you get your ballistic missiles in place, and very quietly, you tell the mullahs in Iran, if you attack Israel again or any American interests at all, then you are going to suffer. I wouldn't define it any more than that. Now, Biden did that. Biden goes, don't. Remember the don't about a week ago when it was reported that Iran was thinking about attacking Israel? Well, Biden went, don't. And Israel go, blank you. We're not afraid of you. And they're not. They've attacked anyway. Okay, so as a wartime commander, I mean, Biden has a lot of weakness, a lot of weakness. But for the good of America, should be all of our main concerns, you don't knee-jerk this. You got to do it very surgically, and you have to do it in a way that doesn't start World War III. Okay, just a terrible world. You know, when I was in Malta, that was one of the, and I'm going to tell you about that. It was one of the big things that the Maltese were asking me about, you know, Biden and how he's conducting his foreign policy. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
All right, Gallup poll on Ukraine. Real quick, 2,222 adults. First question, do you think USA is doing too much to help Ukraine? Not enough, right amount. Too much, 36. Not enough, 36. Interesting. Right amount, 26. So we are split on Ukraine. Not enough by party, Democrat, 60%. Democrats like this war. Or I shouldn't say like, that's not fair. They support the war. All right, Republicans, 15%. Republicans don't. And that a lot of has to do with Biden. If we're Trump in a White House and Trump was arming Ukraine, you have exactly the reverse of this number. Just right. Independent, 34, not enough. Who do you think is winning the war in Ukraine? Ukraine, 12, Russia, 23, neither side, 65. Neither side is winning the war. That's the amount. All right, let's get to Donald Trump. He's on trial, as you know, in New York City. It's insane. 54 felony counts for 34 felony counts for paying Stormy Daniels to shut up. I've told you this. We've analyzed this. No, very few jurisdictions have brought this case. All right. I mean, D.C. probably would have. Maybe California. But this is just ridiculous. Yeah, all right. So they paid the woman to shut up. The woman tried to extort them, in my opinion, tried to extort the Trump campaign by saying, hey, you don't give me money, I'm going to go out and tell everybody he did X, Y, and Z 1 month before the presidential vote. So they said, get rid of her. All right, that's what happened. You know, extortion is the basis for this. And the final thing is, before I run a Trump soundbite, which is brief, he can't get a fair trial in New York City. This judge is a leftist judge. We'll prove that in a moment. So Trump did show up today. Jury selection is today. And said this. Go.
Every legal scholar says this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case.
All right. Trump says he'll testify. I'm not sure that will happen, but it's obviously a big thing. This whole day. Now, the judge is Juan Marchand, all right? He is a devoted liberal Democrat. His daughter is an activist, a liberal progressive activist, okay? He presided over the Steve Bannon case. Bannon got sentenced to prison for defying a congressional subpoena. And he presided over the Alan Weisselberg, all right? That was Trump's accountant who went to jail for fraud. So because Marchand is an activist, all right, on the record, guy, he should have recused himself a long time ago. He did not. And again, I do not believe that Donald Trump, and this is not driven by any kind of ideology or anything else, I don't believe he could get a fair trial in New York City. Okay, abortion. Now, the big issue for the Democrats in the campaign isn't the economy when people are suffering. It's not Iran, okay? It's not the border. Certainly, they don't want to talk about it. It's abortion. All right. So the point person on abortion, pro-abortion, we love abortion, is Vice President Kamala Harris. Go.
And let's all be very clear. If he were to be put back in a position where he could sign off on a law, he would sign off on a national abortion ban. Let's be very clear about that. And that obviously makes the contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump quite clear.
All right, here's what I'm clear about. She's a moron. And I hate to be disrespectful, but Trump was in office for 4 years. Did he sign off on any abortion ban? Did he even bring the subject up? No. He doesn't care about abortion. He is not a politician who cares about these social issues at all. He does not care. All right, here's Trump on it. Go.
We brought it back to the states where it belongs and where everyone wanted it. The states will be making the decision. Republicans are now free to run for office based on the horrible border, inflation, bad economy, the death and destruction of our country. We have the worst president in history, and we're going to have the best president in history.
See, that he doesn't need to say we're going to have the best president in history. He can say he's the worst and then back it up. All right, like I just did with the blunt. We're going to have the best. You don't need to do that. Okay, the MAGA people already think that. But anyway, as I said, Trump's not going to ban abortion. He's not going to sign a law. It's never going to pass Congress anyway. And Harris goes out and says this garbage, and the press goes, yeah, okay, fine. Now, in Arizona is a fascinating abortion story. So in 1864, Arizona was not a state, it was a territory. And they passed a law banning abortions unless the mother would die in the birthing process. But rape, incest, no. Banned it. Now, the legislature of Arizona and the Supreme Court are upholding that law from 1864. It's shocking. And it's causing all kinds of trouble and may put Arizona in the Biden camp, where Arizona, the polls show, trending toward Trump. This crazy thing in the legislature, and it is insane. If you want a new updated law, Arizona, vote for it. Don't drag us back to 1864. Joining us now is Dr. Samara Klar. She's a professor of political science at the University of Arizona. Very pleased to have her today. Am I miscategorizing what is happening with Arizona and abortion?
No, I mean, I think you're characterizing how most Arizona voters feel about the new law. I did some polling on it a few weeks ago, just before the Supreme Court ruling. I know 66% of Arizonans oppose any ban, even with exceptions. Only 7% of Arizona voters said in this poll that they support a ban without exceptions. 7%. So it's hugely unpopular, as you suspect.
Then why are the Republicans almost decapitating themselves over this? If your poll shows it, and I believe it's accurate, why are they doing this?
I think many of the Republican candidates, Carrie Lake and other Republicans in Arizona, are sort of associated with these abortion bans at this point, because they did celebrate the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and they did say that
But there's a difference, though. I mean, Lake repudiated this law. I think you probably saw that over the weekend. Said, I'm not supporting this, because she knows women in Arizona are not going to go for this. But this is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen a Republican legislature ever do. They're handing the state to Biden. There's no reason to do it. It's not going to happen, by the way. The feds are going to stop it. And it's easy stopped. It's like you weren't even a state when this law passed. This law doesn't stand. That's so easy. Why would they bother with this?
Well, I think the Republicans are in a pretty tricky situation at this point. They can either legislate a new law, which at this point they have yet to do. They've had some debate in the legislature, but Republicans have not voted to repeal the law. Or they can allow it to be on the ballot in November, which I think would be a huge advantage for the Democratic candidates, as it would probably engage a lot of voters.
Yeah, but Professor, but they got to know that. They have to know.
I don't know why they're doing it. If you're asking me
so
why.
So you don't know why they're doing it. I mean, if anybody watching us right now or listening to us in Arizona knows why these Republicans are killing themselves over this, there are sane ways to go about restricting abortion, in my opinion. All right. I think the people in California and New York. Right. I think the people in California, New York and other states with no bans and only. I think that's horrendous. I think that's. Mao Zedong stuff. All right. That's how bad it is. But you can find reasonable laws. Last word, it looks to me like some really far right people are running the Republican Party in Arizona. Am I wrong?
Abortion position in Arizona among many of the Republican candidates does not line up with Republican voters or, of course, voters in general. And you're right. It is an advantage for the Democratic candidate in Arizona.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to Chicago. Another horrendous thing. There's a party on Saturday night at 9:18. A car drives by and shoots it up. And an 8-year-old girl and 10 other people, 8-year-old girl's dead. Okay, and 10 others are injured. Now, you think this is unusual in Chicago? It's not. All right. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that since 2018, not so long ago, all right, 6 years ago, 120 children under the age of 16 have been gunned down in Chicago. And you know how many of those arrests? Okay, in more than half the cases, no arrests. Now, would it get media coverage? Online media coverage. That's what it got. Even from Fox, online. They couldn't take the time to report on the air what happened. So you guys in Illinois and Chicago, you're not solving the violence problem in the poor precincts. This is all African Americans. You know it. Everybody knows it. And you just allow it to go on. Now that's racism. Right there. Stop the gangs in Chicago. Oh, geez, makes me furious. Michigan. All right. So a kid, Ethan Crumley, 17 years old, all right? He kills a bunch of people and four students. All right, and wounds seven others on November 30th, 2021. All right, 17 years old at the time. He is sentenced to life. All right, tried as adult. His parents, both of them now, have been sentenced to 10 years in prison because they enabled this nut Ethan, and believe me, he is mentally ill. They gave him the gun. And then they let him run around with it. And when the school called them in because Ethan was acting like a total maniac, the parents didn't even tell the school officials that he had a gun they gave him. So they deserve 10 years in prison, these parents. And that's what's got to happen in this country. It's not just the shooter, it's the people who helped the shooter.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There is some good news. Homicides are falling in some American cities. New York City, Columbus, Ohio, Boston. Boston, I got to do this story. I got to go up there and do this. Boston's really got it together as far as crime is concerned. It's a liberal town, too. New Orleans. Homicides are down this year as compared to the pandemic. I don't know why. I'm not going to guess. Other cities like Denver, L.A., Portland, Oregon, homicides are up. So, but most cities are dropping 20%, all right, in homicide. That's good. All right, Smart Life. Here's a very interesting story. So you may remember on March 6th of this year, I suggested to you, in all sincerity, that if you were upset about airlines charging you for checked bags, and you might even lose those bags, you know how it is, that you might consider shipping them UPS. It was just a tip, a Smart Life tip. You have an alternative. You don't have to go through the airlines. You can ship ahead on UPS. Okay. On Wednesday, April 3rd, I walked into my local UPS office. It's run by a Japanese-American guy. I've used him a couple of times. Don't care one way or the other. No big deal, right? Okay. Now, this was a big deal because my son got his wallet stolen. In the wallet was his New York State driver's license. So I got a new driver's license and had to send it to him in Rhode Island. So I wanted to get it to him quickly. I went to UPS. And a guy said, I can get it there in a day and a half at the most, $14. I said, fine, that sounds good. Gave him the $14. He put it in a little UPS thing. I go home. I call my son. You should have it by Friday. This was Wednesday. I said, Friday, you should roll it. Took him 5 days to get the thing up to Rhode Island from Long Island. 5 days. So I call the guy up and I say to the guy, hey, what's the deuce is going on? And we didn't even know where the license was. They didn't even know where it was. And the guy goes, he gave me a bunch of BS. And I said, you realize that I could have gone to the post office for 68 cents and put an envelope and sent it up. It's a little driver's license. And you know what the guy says to me? This is a quote. Well, next time use the post office. I laughed. He was so rude. I actually laughed. I said, you kidding me? No. Okay. I, through my producers, call UPS headquarters in Atlanta because this is so outrageous. And very methodically explained to Misty Blatnick, UPS customer relations, what happened. And here's what I got back from Misty. Quote, please note that the package was shipped with our UPS ground service, in which the delivery date is not guaranteed. For the delivery date to be guaranteed, I would advise in the future to select a higher service level. Unquote. Okay, there won't be any future, Misty, because I'll never do business with you again, ever. And I am rescinding my advice for others to use your service in place of airline bags. Smart life. Oof. Stay in history, April 15th, 1912, the Titanic goes down. This is a fascinating story, 112 years ago. April 15th, all right? So the Titanic is going too fast. It's up in the North Atlantic around Newfoundland. And it's warned six times, hey, you're going too fast. There are a lot of icebergs around. But it wanted to break some kind of time record from England to New York. So they didn't slow down. Going about 25 miles an hour at night. Boom! Hits the iceberg. All right? So 1,514 people die. All right? They drown or hypothermia. Only 710 survive. Why? Because they only had 20 lifeboats on the entire boat. 20. See? All right. You saw the movie. You know what happened. All of that. All right? But the tragedy, if you want to call it that, was man-made. And that has not been really put forth. So 90 minutes after the Titanic sunk, another British vessel, the Carpathia, arrived to pick up the 710 survivors. And the youngest one was 2 months old, a baby. Her name was Velvina Dean. And she lived to 97 years old in Ashurst, Hampshire, England. What a story, huh? Anyway, Titanic went down 112 years ago today. Mail and a final thought on my European jaunt in a moment.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, let's go to the mail. Kathleen, concierge member. Very important that you consider concierge membership because if you get into trouble, we will give you good advice, honest advice. And you will not get that with our experience. Okay, concierge membership, BillO'Reilly.com. President Trump has a crooked judge heading his trial in New York. Not going to recuse himself, not allowing Trump to talk about his daughter's affiliation with the Dems and Kamala, not allowing the jury to answer who they vote for, what party they belong to. All true. And that's why Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. Jerry Rivas, Lake Worth, Florida. Hey, Bill, I believe Joe Biden is as bad as Putin. Putin invaded Ukraine, killed thousands, and Biden allows the invasion of the U.S. that has killed thousands. What say you? Biden's not as bad as Putin. Putin is a sociopath, a maniac who, if the world blew up, wouldn't care. That's how bad he is. Steve Marriott, Nova Scotia, Canada, one of my favorite parts of Canada, Nova Scotia, beautiful. Can you explain, O'Reilly, what the scenario would be if RFK Jr. wins the election? I know it's remote, but how would that work? RFK, okay, so you know, it's not going to happen. But if an independent candidate, not a party member, gets to be president, everything's the same. Legislation is introduced by either party in Congress. If it passes, the president gets to sign it or not, or veto it. That's what it would be. There wouldn't be any difference. Lorraine Connolly Walker, Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. For the eighth year, I have renewed my premium membership. Well, thank you, Lorraine. That's kind of you. Worth the course just in the Smart Life segment. Sparkling ice, my go-to drink, and your airline tips have saved me a bundle. Smart Life is one of my favorite segments. You know, I think the Talking Points memo is my favorite, but Smart Life, because we can do a lot of good things in that segment. Sparkling ice, by the way, knocks the sugar out of your beverages. And it tastes good. I had some yesterday. Mike McGuire, Ferndale, Washington. Hey, Bill, I just want to thank you for your tip on insurance. I recently talked with an actual person at Policy Genius. They gave me a rate half of what I was paying on my house, auto, and RV. I couldn't believe it. Policy Genius, here you go. Robert Fox, Little Neck, New York. You have stated that the worst U.S. president was James Buchanan. What could he have done to stop our Civil War? This is why you want to pre-order Confronting the Presidents. I explained in great detail. I can't do it here. I tell you that Buchanan was a coward and was incredibly inept, but I'll give you details in that book. There you go. Worst president ever. Biden number two. Cindy West, Bowling Green, Kentucky. I am retiring from teaching after 33 years. One of my goals is to read all the killing books. Which order should I read them? Now, I've done this. I know you can't all watch, but if you are premium and concierge members, you get transcripts. Just punch up O'Reilly killing books, what order, and boom, you get the transcript. So all I'm going to say to you is, number one, I appreciate you reading the books. Number two, you begin with Killing the Witches, the book that's out now, because that's the pilgrims and all of that. Very, very early. Then you go to Killing England, the Revolutionary War. Then you go to Killing Lincoln, the Civil War, and on and on and on and on. Okay. Christine Baker, Stockton, California. Thank you for sharing your Malta adventure. About your age, I might be one of the few to know about Malta. A boss of mine visited there in 1967. He told me about the siege during World War II. You see evidence of that today. I stayed in the hotel, the Phoenician, by far the best hotel on the island, where the British had their headquarters when the Nazis bombed for almost 2 years. Nazis never got to Malta. Okay? They held out. It was a fortress. When you go to Malta now, you don't see the damage from World War II, but you see the fortress and all the fortifications because they had war after war after war after war, beginning way back with the Phoenicians, which is why the hotel is named that. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit more on the Malta trip as far as policy is concerned and final thought, which is coming up. We have a brand new mug. Look at that. Mother's Day coming up. Not woke. Not woke. Now, if it's my mom, I'm buying both Not Woke and Self-Reliance, two of them, for mom or dad on their days. I'm getting two. Not woke. What a message, right? Okay, we also have a Father's Day book bundle that you can give to mom. We got Killing the Witches, The Legends, The Killers, The Mob, Crazy Horse for 33% off. Big bundle, great gift. And Confronting the President, we just mentioned, we don't have to do it again. And Word of the Day, No Drivel, D-R-I-V-E-L. When writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town. If you wish to opine, right back with the final thought. Okay, final thought of the day, Malta. So I'm over there and everybody knows me. And the reason they know me is because of YouTube. All right. So when I was on Fox News Channel, we weren't in most European countries. But now on YouTube, we're all over the world. So I met with the defense minister, which was a very interesting meeting. And the Maltese were asking me about America. Now, Joe Biden, cipher. Nobody even asked me about him. And he's not in the news. But Trump, they, and I wrote this in a column. I have a column on Malta. Trump, they liked the way he handled foreign policy when he was president. They did not like the global warming stuff. So it's a division. They don't care much about his personality because Malta is a very flamboyant island. I mean, it really is. A lot of stuff going on there. Now, the Maltese have banned illegal immigration. How did they do that? If you show up in Malta and the millions of people are coming from North Africa, it's only 175 miles from North Africa to Malta. But they don't stop in Malta. The smugglers don't even bother because if the Maltese authorities find you, and they will, because it's such a small island, you go to detention for 8 months before any hearing. And the hearing is guaranteed to deport you. So you're sitting there for 8 months. So nobody goes there. They all go to Italy. And Italy is besieged. So is Greece. So are most EU nations. Remember, Malta's in the EU, smallest country. Don't have any illegal immigration problem there. None. Because of that policy. So that was something to see. No messing around. Guns, they find a gun on you, unless you have a hunter's license, you find a handgun, you're in jail for a long time. No gun crime. So a lot of Americans don't like that. Don't move to Malta. Anyway, I had a great time. Good seeing my longtime friends, the Men of Adventure. It was a very interesting place to go. There I am under a statue of St. Paul, who was shipwrecked. But read my column, all right? It's on BillO'Reilly.com. And I'm lucky to be able to do all this stuff. I really am. I never take it for granted. And I don't take you for granted. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.